News, thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Adam Hawes. Israel says it has killed mass murderer Hassan Nasrallah as part of its airstrike in Beirut. Nasrallah was the leader of the terrorist group Hezbollah. The organisation has confirmed his death and vowed retribution on Israel. But speaking through a translator, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he won't be deterred.
Israel is now on a momentum. We are winning and we are determined to continue to strike at our enemies, to send our citizens and our people back to their homes and bring back all of the hostages. We do not forget them for 1 minute.
New data has raised concerns around the number of assaults occurring on school grounds. Statistics show over 2,000 assaults occurred on New South Wales school premises in the year to June. Experts say the rise is reflective of much broader issues in the community. More than 300 police have stopped work in the past 6 weeks, declaring themselves unfit for duty. The Telegraph reports there's a rush of police making compensation claims. The move comes as the New South Wales government prepares to end lump sum payouts. Under the new scheme, the lump sums will be replaced with smaller payments spread over 10 years. Earth will soon get its own mini-moon. A 10-metre asteroid known as 2024 PT5 will enter the Earth's orbit today. Astrophysicist Dr. Laura Dreesen says the rock will stay for a while, but not forever.
Because of the way that it's moving in the orbit around the sun in a similar distance to Earth and the speed that it's travelling, Earth is going to gravitationally capture it. So it's actually going to be captured for 57 days in our gravity.
Lismore residents are being urged to prepare to evacuate following heavy rain on the New South Wales far north coast. The Wilson River is on the rise and is expected to reach its peak today. The SES is monitoring the situation closely and is urging people to be alert. Also making news, the United States has announced an agreement to finish its military mission in Iraq by next year. Troops will leave some bases which have been occupied for close to two decades. In sport, the Panthers will face the Storm in the NRL Grand Final after ending the Sharks season. Led by Nathan Cleary, the Premiers eventually overpowered Cronulla 26-6 in front of a disappointing crowd of just 33,000 at a Coors Stadium. Sharks halfback Nico Hines lamenting his team's ball control.
After that set off the points there, I should have just held it and got to a kick and put us under a bit of pressure there. So, like I said, if you give the quality team like that too much ball, they just wear you out and they put points in the back end.
The Swans are dealing with their latest grand final disappointment. The AFL Minor Premiers thrashed 120-60 by the Lions at the MCG. The Wallabies have finished with the Rugby Championship wooden spoon after a 33-13 thrashing from the All Blacks. South Africa has taken the crown with a 48-7 hammering of Argentina. Liverpool has gone top of the table in the English Premier League. They've beaten Wolves 2-1. Manchester City has drawn 1-1 with Newcastle. Arsenal too good for Leicester 4-2. And that is the latest in news and sport.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
This Coffee Moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart, get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
In Blacktown, a semi-trailer crash has Balmoral Street closed in both directions between Newton Road and Bungarrabee Road. Dundas Valley, another truck crash eastbound on Kissing Point Road at Silverwater Road. In Camden, traffic lights are flashing yellow on the Old Hume Highway at Burragarang Road. Got FPOS? Got to have fees, right? Nope, not happening. Not with SmartPay, zero cost FPOS. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, that's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, Christian Growth with Simon Manchester from All Saints Woollahra and Cornhill, Australia.
Well, let's think together, everybody. Are you looking alert and fresh? Welcome. Yes? Good, good. There's an old and simple story of a young man who learns the truth of Christianity and he learns the power of Christianity, but he doesn't want to be a Christian. And he doesn't want to be a Christian because he doesn't want to have to go and tell other people. He doesn't want to have to be a witness. He doesn't want to be a Bible basher. And everybody he talks to says, look, you can't get the truth of Christ yourself and then keep it to yourself. And so he refuses to become a Christian. And then one day he talks to a wise old man who tells them that he can come to Christ with no pressure to say anything. And very excitedly, he goes back to his room and he kneels down and he prays to the Lord Jesus and he asks him to be his Savior and Lord. And he suddenly experiences the great sense of forgiveness and welcome. And he races downstairs and he says to his family, I've just become a Christian and I don't have to tell anybody. And there's a great truth in that little incident, because actually the telling of good news has got more to do with the joy inside you than it has to do with the guilt outside you. Now, today we're thinking about the mission that we share as believers, and we're thinking about the mission of God's people taking God's message to God's world. And of all the places in the Bible where we might hear this particular commission, we're actually hearing it in the book of Proverbs, the Old Testament book of Proverbs. And if you've not been here for the last two Sundays, the book of Proverbs is about 900 one-liners, probably put together by King Solomon, who was the son of King David. And it covers a whole range of subjects, and it's kind of a random collection. It's like thousands of cars coming at you on the freeway, or thousands of shells on a big beach. And what we've been trying to do over the last 2 weeks and today is to collect under a theme. And so 2 weeks ago, we collected the Proverbs that tell us about God. And then last week, we collected the Proverbs that tell us about temptation. And this week, we're collecting the Proverbs that speak of mission. Now, before we speak of mission, and before we speak about telling other people about Christ, let's deal with the elephant in the room, which is that the message of Christ has probably never been less popular. And therefore, you're as aware as I am that going across the road to somebody to tell them is something that probably they don't want and you don't want to do. And part of the reason for this unpopularity is the fault of Christians who have come across as being negative, hypocritical, intolerant, and irrelevant. We mustn't forget that the world is also strangely hostile to Jesus, who doesn't deserve hostility. The world is deeply prejudiced against Christianity. So I watched a documentary just recently on a Christian leader, high profile in Sydney, and it was really a beat up. It was just a negative attack with very little content. The secular world, therefore, may decide that Christianity is all to blame for its hopelessness. And we're getting what we get. But we need also to remember the New Testament has a much more devastating assessment. It says that light, that is Jesus, has come into the world, but people prefer darkness. And I think that's pretty right. The church is feeble, and the world is fairly fiery. Now, no matter how dark things get in the world, the light of Christ, the message of Christ, continues to spread very wonderfully. And as I've mentioned a number of times before, there is great, great growth of the church in all different parts of the world, though we may not be seeing it so much in the West. So, for example, in East Asia, the church has multiplied 10 times in the last 50 years. In Africa, over the last century, the church has gone from about 10% to nearly 50% of the whole of the African continent. Is the church booming in China? It is. Is it booming in South America? It is. So the message of Christ continues to spread. We're going to look for a few minutes at what Proverbs says about the world in which we live, the messenger, what sort of people are messengers, and the outcome. What's the good? What's the effect? What's the result? So first of all, what Proverbs says about the world. I want to remind you that the Proverbs that we're going to look at quite quickly are just bumper stickers. They're not academic papers that say everything there is to be said. So the first one is Proverbs 14:12 about the world, which says, there's a way that seems right to people, but in the end it leads to death. In other words, the proverb says, the people of the world can be very confident sometimes about the road they're on, and they may be saying to themselves, I'm absolutely right and I'm absolutely sure, but actually the road they're on leads to death. Think, for example, of the man or the woman who says very confidently to you one day, well, all religions are the same. And at that point, you would want to say to them, wouldn't you? You need to do some homework on that. That's not right. Or think of the person who says something like this, when you're dead, you're dead. Well, what's the evidence? And what's the evidence against that? So even a sincere person, says the Proverbs, can be very, very confident that they're on a good road, but actually the road is going nowhere. Then Proverbs 14 verse 16 says, the wise fear the Lord, but the fool feels secure. And that's so often the case, isn't it? The person who says, I've got nothing to do with God, nothing to do with Christ, and I am very, very happily secure. That's very often the case, isn't it? I was leaving a funeral on Thursday, and I walked out with a man who turned out to be 87. And I said to him, do you have a local church yourself? And he said, oh, no. He said, I gave all that up when I was 25. And I said, so you've really walked away from the facts. And he was a little bit annoyed by that. And I said to him, you know, here you are, you're quite elderly, and you're going to meet the King of Kings quite soon. And he said, not for another 13 years, meaning I've arranged my life so that I'll be 100. So, there he is. He's feeling fine. And he says, you know, I plan to live another 13 years and I'll be perfectly fine. Exactly as the proverb says, he feels secure with no reason at all. And then Proverbs 19 verse 22 says, actually what a person desires is unfailing love. Deep down in the heart, a person wants to be loved. And I think this is absolutely right again, because despite the bluster of the world, what people want and are deeply moved by is the sense that they are loved. I mean, show me a man who's a tough, granity sort of man, and then surrounded by his family and loved ones who tell him how much they love him, and I would be surprised if he's not deeply, deeply moved by that. Because in the end, that's what the proverb says. What people want is unfailing love. The problem is that our families cannot provide us with unfailing love. It's only Christ who can do that. And so the desire for unfailing love is in our hearts, and the offer is there from God. But the average person says, well, I want it, but I don't want it from you. And so they never get it. And the reason for all of this, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 24 says people refuse to listen to God. And of course people refuse to listen to God. Did you not at one stage refuse to listen to God? I did. Because I didn't want to listen to somebody who I thought would take away my freedom. even though I wasn't that free, and even though I couldn't solve the problems which he can solve. Now, God is not listened to. That's the sad reality. And Proverbs chapter 2, verse 13 sadly says we prefer dark ways. And we do. We prefer dark ways. But we do need his mercy. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9 says, who is sinless? Who is going to stand before a perfect God with a perfect record? Nobody. And so we need an answer to our sins, and the answer comes in the person of Christ. One very interesting proverb is chapter 30, verse 4, which says, and I think this is a feisty, aggressive kind of proverb. It says this, who's gone up to heaven and come down? Who's mastered the wind and the waves? Who controls the world? Tell me his name. And I want to say, well, it sounds like Jesus to me. Somebody who has come down, masters the wind and the waves, controls the ends of the earth. I think his name is Jesus. So the final proverb in my little sketch of the world is chapter 22, verse 3, which says, the wise see danger and take refuge. It's the mark of the sensible person, isn't it? That they hear the news of their health and they take the refuge. They hear the danger of the world and they take refuge. They discover that walking the back streets of the city is not a good idea, so they take sensible steps. And the wonderful thing about God is that he is at work bringing people to their senses so that they see the danger and they take the refuge. They grasp their need and they see the Savior. That's the wonderful thing that God is doing. People recognizing that they hang by a very thin thread in this life, and Christ is offering them a cable. That's the way God wonderfully works. So a little bit of Proverbs on the world. Now a little bit of Proverbs on the messenger, being the spokesman or the spokeswoman for Christ. And this is where you may feel this morning, this is never going to happen. You may be saying to yourself, I'm never going to tell anyone about Christianity. It's just not going to happen. I'm reminded of the story of the three men who are about to be shot, and one of them is an Englishman, one's a Canadian, one's an American. And you need to remember that the Canadians can often be very, very politically correct. And they're all offered last words before they're shot. And the Englishman says, I would like to speak for my final words about loyalty and service to the Crown. And the Canadian says, I would like to speak about constitutional process, special status, distinct society, and unity within diversity. And the American says, please shoot me before the Canadian starts talking. And you may feel every now and again that, somebody would rather shoot me than hear me. Well, the Proverbs which we had for the children this morning, 25:25, says good news is like cool water to the man who's hot and tired. And it is worth checking, isn't it, to see whether the message of Christ is good news. Because in the middle of the word evangelism is the word angel. Evangelism is literally good messenger. E-U, angel. And the message of Christ is really very good news. I was at a dinner some time ago and I was sitting at a table. Everybody was a non-Christian. And suddenly out of the silence, one of them said, what's been so great about being a minister? And I normally get my best answers to these questions about a month later. But I said, I think really the best thing is being able to tell people about somebody, Jesus Christ, who can cover the failures of the past, who can bring you in the present into the family of God safely, and can guarantee your future. Telling people that message, watching lives change, watching families change, must be the greatest privilege in the world. And it is good news. Of course, it calls a person to take Jesus seriously as the King of Kings, but the news is very great. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 says, the wise therefore save lives. This is the sort of thing that a lifeguard does at the beach, saves lives, or a doctor, or a policeman, or a fireman. But when you're a Christian and you somehow point somebody toward rethinking Christ, you've made a contribution to the saving of their life. Because you're telling the person who knows perhaps that they're needy, that there is a person who is perfect, who has answers beyond your wildest dreams. And if you were to able to speak about Christ in a private conversation, you might be able to say to the person, his life was loving, his life was consistent, his death was very wonderful because he took the bullet for us, his resurrection was historical, breathtaking, wonderful. And this is the sort of person, Jesus Christ, who says, I'll be your shepherd. No one will pluck you out of my hand. I'll give you eternal life. Sounds like good news to me. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, therefore rescue those who are going to death. Proverbs 28, verse 23, better to rebuke a person than flatter them. Tell them they're on the wrong road. Be brave. Proverbs 12, 17, an honest witness will tell the truth. We should be very grateful, incidentally, that God tells us in the Old Testament that if you're going to make a decision or come to a conviction, that you should have two witnesses before you make the decision. And then in the New Testament, God has wonderfully given us four witnesses to Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, eyewitnesses. So we've got to be very grateful that God has doubled the number of witnesses so that a person might make a sensible, responsible decision for Jesus. Now, if you're going to be helpful as a signpost, as a witness, if you want to be the sort of person who does help a person think again about Christ, I would suggest you get clear in your head, what is Christianity? I mean, one of the simplest things to say to a person is you need to turn and trust. Turn from the wrong path, trust in Christ. And then you need to ask God, I'm going to live my day today. I've not any idea how the day will go, who will come across my path, but you know how to organize things and help feeble people. Help me to be useful today. And it may be that you'll offer a prayer for somebody as you walk away from them. It's maybe that you'll say where you've been on Sunday morning. It may be that you'll say something about how the Bible has been an encouragement to you. There's a whole series of ways in which you might be a useful signpost. And perhaps the other thing to do is to carry something with you in your purse or wallet that you can give in case something comes up. So there's a little bit of what Proverbs says about the world and a little bit about what Proverbs says about the messenger. And then thirdly this morning, what does Proverbs say about the outcome, the effect or the future? Because the Bible tells us that it is possible that God, who's made the world, has planned a great future. If you know the name Tolkien from Lord of the Rings, you'll know that Tolkien once wrote a paper, or you may know, that he wrote a paper explaining that the fairy tale is the human longing for a happy ending. We love a happy ending. And Tolkien went on to say that the longing is a fiction in the fairy tale, but in the gospel it's a fact. The longing in the human heart finds its factual fulfillment in the gospel, where Christ lives, dies, and rises. And so the longing of the believer is a factual thing built on the history of the resurrection and the promises of Jesus. And although Proverbs was written long before the Easter event in the New Testament, it tells us some helpful things about the future. So chapter 12, verse 28 says, there is a way of life and there is a path of immortality. So the Old Testament writers were aware of the possibility of immortality through the grave. It wouldn't be until Jesus came and lit up through the resurrection what that would look like. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 and 19 says, there is one path that people are on that gets darker, and there is one path that people are on that gets brighter. We, of course, wouldn't dare to speak like this, but that's because we're short-sighted and we can't see where people are going. But God, who is long-sighted, stands above the world and says, you know, there's a road that many are on that goes to destruction, and there's a road that few are on, and it goes to eternal life. The other good outcome, of course, of taking Jesus seriously in Proverbs 10:12 is that love covers over wrongs. This is one of the wonderful things about Christianity, isn't it? Being forgiven. Now, obviously, we can bury the hatchet with somebody who offends us, but God takes the hatchet. He takes it in his Son at the cross so that we might be forgiven. Proverbs 10 verse 30 says the righteous, and that doesn't mean good people, that means those who've turned to God, are never uprooted. The believer is secure, cannot be uprooted. Proverbs 15 verse 24 says the believer walks on an upward path. What a privilege, an upward path. Or Proverbs 23 verse 18, there is a sure and future hope for you. Your hope will not be cut off. That's the promise of God. And so the New Testament fulfills all this because it speaks of the impossibility of a believer being separated from Christ. Once you come to Christ, he puts his grip on your hand. He's like the parent taking the child across the road. You may loosen your grip, but he will not. And he'll make sure you're not separated because he's caused a bond to take place which he will not allow to be broken. And nobody can overpower the Son of God. And therefore, Proverbs 8 verse 35 says, if you find the Lord, you find the life. So you see, scattered through Proverbs are some verses that tell us about the world in which we live, very needy and very helpless. The messenger, a vital role to play, just be yourself. And then the outcome, all the difference between eternal life and eternal death. Well, I don't know if anybody here this morning is hearing and listening to this. I don't know whether anybody's going to do anything about it, but I just want to say for myself, I count it a huge privilege to be a feeble, rusty signpost to Christ. And I have so many blunders in my attempts, but then occasionally God uses the blunderer and helps a person to take Christ seriously. I want to close by telling you that when I was a boy of about 10 or 11, I was walking through the city after school, and I went past a man whose back was to one of the buildings, like David Jones or something. And he was a kind of scary-looking man. He was obviously blind, and therefore he had sort of strange manners. And he was shaking a tin for his coins, and I put a coin in the tin, and he grabbed my wrist, which I also found a bit scary. And he then pushed into my hand a little card about the size of a postage stamp. And it was a verse from the Proverbs. And it's from chapter 9, verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Made no impact on me at the time. But I think I thought at 10 or 11, this is probably true. And then, of course, well down the track, that probably little seed began to bear some fruit as I began to think more carefully about the Lord. And so there was this man, you see, very limited in what he could do, but he took his opportunity to push the seed of God's word into the hand of a person who decided to respond to his tin. And I suppose one day, God willing, I'll meet that old man and be able to thank him for his faithfulness. So we never know how the Lord may use us. Just remember, the world is needy. The messenger is vital. The outcome is very, very important. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a missionary God and you have sent your missionary Son and that he has called and gathered so many of us here this morning, called and gathered. And we pray, since the world is needy and frail, foolish and helpless, and since you've put your people in the world to be your servants and your signposts, that you would help us to be a good witness, a good signpost, with the gifts you've given, the opportunities we have, and that the outcome would be that people are helped to life and that you are greatly thanked and praised. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. To hear this again and many other messages from Simon, subscribe to the podcast. Search for Christian Growth wherever you get your podcasts or listen at our website, hope1032.com.au. Let mercy fall on me.
Hope 1032.
Okay. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. In every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name. So it's a good day. Maybe in my arms walking through the neighborhood. Living in the present, I woulda, shoulda, a could. I remember back when I was low as a rug. Now I'm standing up, look at what my father does. Turning all things new, gray skies blue. Hear the church say, and won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. Every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name. So it's a good day. It's a good day, no, it's great. Everything I prayed for didn't come in late. I got all I need and I didn't have to wait. Ask me if you love me, you didn't hesitate. Turning all things to gray skies blue. Hear the church saying, won't he do it? I know.
Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 1032 app.
Hope 1032's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call OzTip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. OzTip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. OzTip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at OzTip. oztiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Something's in the air tonight. The sky's alive with the burning light. You can mark my words, something's about to break. I found myself in a bit of fight when I felt your hand through the darkest night. Don't know where you're coming from, but you're coming soon to a cure for Morgan. Way of California, all of this is more than I've ever known or seen. Come on and we'll see, like we were thinking. Push the pedal down, watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try one last time. There's nothing left to choose. And here we go. There's nothing left to lose. So pack my
calm and a headache ease. Well, I felt your fire, sweet release. There's a fire in these hills, it's coming down. And I don't know much, but I found you here. And I cannot wait another year. Don't know where you're coming from, but you're coming soon. To a kid from Oregon, way of California, all of this is more than I've ever known or seen. Come on and we'll sing like we were free. Push the pedal down, watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try one last time. Nothing left to choose. And here we go. There's nothing left to lose. I can still hear the trains out my window. From Hobart Street to here in Nashville. Watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try one last time. Off for the floor, one more time to find you. Come on and we'll sing like we were free. Push the pedal down, watch the world. Nothing left to choose. And here we go. There's nothing left to lose.
Hope 1032.
Well, Julie's had her scan and the baby's doing fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, she's being looked after really well at, what's the name of the place?
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown is a specialist diagnostic ultrasound centre for pregnancy and gynaecology. Their team includes an on-site obstetrician gynaecologist and female sonographers.
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown?
Yeah, that's the one.
Station sponsor, Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown. Just Google Specialist Ultrasound for Women.
Is it a smile, a warmth, a lifetime of memories, or one unforgettable moment? How do you capture the life of a loved one in a funeral service? At station sponsor Miller Superior Funerals, we take the time to understand what made your loved one so special to you and help you commemorate and celebrate them with dignity. Whether you're planning a funeral for your loved one or pre-planning your own funeral, visit millersuperior.com.au for funerals conducted with dignity.
Refresh, relax and rejuvenate at Chic Skin and Laser Clinics. The latest technology combines with the best staff to give real results, with services from laser skin resurfacing, hair removal and photo rejuvenation, to wrinkle and pigment correction, oxygen facials and massage, plus lots more. Cosmetic doctors are on site with expert skincare to achieve real results. Visit station sponsor Chic Skin and Laser Clinics today at Penrith. Check out chicskinandlaserclinics.com.au.
Hope 1032.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to
child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. For I am a child of God.
And I love listening to it.
Hope
103.2.
Stepping into the sunlight, say hello to my new life. All my burdens are gone now that I'm with you.
You put me here on the front lines, and they're coming to me from all sides. But the Lord is my light, so home shall I fear.
1032.
I have loved you from the start. I have seen your hurting heart. And you feel so lonely, but you keep on hiding, 'cause you feel so guilty for what you've done.
Tell me, don't you think it's strange how we are afraid of change and running circles in our cage? Why are we blind? Do we disconnect our soul from the pain in all the show? Is that what's going on? Got your rose-colored glasses on, in your eyes I am. Offended by the ones to dream bigger.
so it's just one word. When I'm on the nails, a person's heart. Being a fool is just the start.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm out of pause. Hezbollah has confirmed its leader Hassan Nasrallah has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel is defending its action, arguing the terrorist group must be extinguished. World leaders are calling for calm. Europe correspondent Hannah Sinclair says it could lead to an escalation of violence in the region.
Nasrallah was one of the most influential figures in the Middle East, who led the Lebanese militant group for the past three decades, turning it into an arch enemy of Israel and cementing alliances with militant groups such as Hamas.
The number of assaults in New South Wales schools has doubled over the past 12 months. The Education Department has reported just over 1,500 incidents. Teachers say a growing number of assaults involve weapons. The state government is being urged to take steps to make sure schools are safe. Fresh and simple food choices are at the centre of this year's World Heart Day. Experts say opting for fresh and local produce over ultra-processed foods promotes good heart health and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Co-founder of food co-op business Box Divi, Jane Travers-Drapes, says diet makes a big difference.
The aim is to give fresh food easy access to people and also to teach them how to cook. So I think it's really important not only to eat well, but know what to do with it.
West Australian police are investigating the discovery of a bone at Cottesloe Beach. It was found by an off-duty officer yesterday. It's about 40 centimetres long and looks similar to a femur, but it's not yet known if it's human. The state pathologist will determine if further investigation is necessary. Also making news, New South Wales fisheries officers are refusing to inspect commercial trawlers at night without police assistance following an increase in violent behaviour from criminal gangs at sea. And the United States will finish its military mission in Iraq by next year. Troops will leave some bases which have been occupied for close to two decades. In sport, Brisbane's Will Ashcroft became the second youngest player to win a Norm Smith medal for best on ground after a blistering performance in a 60-point win over Sydney in the AFL Grand Final. After tearing an ACL, Ashcroft watched last year's loss from the sidelines and says today is the culmination of his fight back.
I feel like I've been building for this moment, and in my mind I've been building for this moment last pre-season. Well, you know, when we lost on this day last year, I've been thinking about it since then. So